Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Alabama voters go to the polls today for a runoff election with more contested races on the Republican ballot than the Democratic ballot. The Republican runoff has statewide contests for Secretary of State, State Auditor, and Public Service Commission Place 2. There's also a runoff for the 6th Congressional District in the Birmingham area, as well as runoffs for 6 legislative seats and some county offices. The Democratic Party does not have any runoffs for a statewide office or congressional office. It has runoffs for 1 legislative seat and some county offices. Only 20 of Alabama's 67 counties have a Democratic runoff. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Secretary of State Jim Bennett is expecting about 5% of Alabama voters to participate. It looks like healthcare consumers in Alabama will have a wider choice of insurance soon. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins reports another provider wants to move into the state.
The Alabama Insurance Department says United Healthcare wants to provide more coverage in the state. The insurer has filed forms with state and federal regulators to offer policies in all 67 counties in Alabama. United Healthcare did not offer individual plans in any county during the first year of the Affordable Care Act. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama says it wants to continue offering individual plans statewide. United Healthcare's statewide move coincides with open enrollment for the second year of the Affordable Care Act. People can start signing up for coverage in mid-November. Alabama's dependence on Blue Cross Blue Shield for most of its health care coverage even attracted the attention of the White House. President Obama mentioned it during a speech to a joint session of Congress in 2009. Pat Duggins, APR News.
Health officials say Alabama leads the nation in prostate cancer deaths among African American men. The Madison County Health Department is teaming up with the Urology Health Foundation for free cancer screenings today. Foundation President Thomas Moody says a lack of early cancer detection among black men in Alabama may be the problem.
A lot of our efforts are concentrated in the Black Belt part of our state, where there's a high African American population and also a high unemployment and poverty rate that renders it just harder for these guys to get checked.
Dr. Moody says if prostate cancer is caught early, it is highly curable. Patients just give a blood sample for analysis. And to recap our top story today, the polls open at 7 o'clock this morning for runoff elections across the state of Alabama in an election that is expected to see only about 5% turnout. Republican voters are deciding runoffs for 3 state offices today. That would be Place 2 on the Public Service Commission, Secretary of State, and State Auditor. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Hope you're having a great start to our Tuesday. Going to be a wet start to the day, but this afternoon will go dry as temperatures top out in the mid-80s. Some sunshine possibly after about 2 p.m. As for a Wednesday and Thursday, noticeably cooler for the northern half of the state. Temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60 at night, highs in the mid-80s. Look for slightly warmer temperatures along the Gulf Coast, but still low humidity expected. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.